Maxique Radio, we are local music. All the Steepwater Band there. I love the Steepwater Band. They're so good.
That was good.
Hey,
yeah.
You know, they're coming to Atwood Fest. And they're coming to Atwood Fest on Saturday, July 29th. They're playing on the Clyde Stubblefield stage. And of course, that gave us an excuse to give Jeff Massey a call from the Steepwater Band. Hey, Jeff, how you doing this evening, man?
Doing great. How are you?
Thank you so much for taking the time with us. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, no kidding. So, you've been on the road. I think I've been teasing you as we've gone back and forth and trying to set up an interview with you that you've got a lot of miles put on. How has the tour been? You've been all over the south of the U.S. Is that correct?
Yeah, we did a little mini tour of sorts last week. We were in Decatur, Georgia, Knoxville, Tennessee, and down in Charlotte, North Carolina, and the southern corner of Ohio. and then the rest of the summer, we've just, you know, been around the Midwest lately, but playing a lot of gigs, yeah.
Yeah, we joked, I think, you and I, about, oh, no, when we do this interview, will you be in a van with a bunch of guys? So where are you right now? Because it sounds like it's kind of quiet.
Yeah, I'm actually just hanging out in Chicago and just relaxing today. No gig today.
Good for you.
Nice. What do you do after a long tour? After, you know, last year you did Europe. This year you've done a bunch of shows in the South. What do you do when you get these days off to kind of do your reset and your rest and relaxation?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like to hang out with my wife and hang out with my dog and cook some meals and just relax. And then I like teaching guitar too. So
really?
I have guitar students. Yeah, I juggle that.
Those lucky kids.
Doing that too. And, then,
and adults, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids and adults, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So oh my gosh.
That keeps me on my toes, yeah, musically. So I stay musically busy even when we're off the road. I play acoustic shows or play with other people. So I'm always doing something musical.
When you're, what type of instruction do you offer your students? Like, what type of music do you introduce them to? Do you let them lead? Do you have a curriculum to follow?
A little bit of both. The curriculum really doesn't work because I have, like, you know, I got, you know, older people that are retired and they want to learn James Taylor songs, and I got kids that want to learn, you know, metal. It's all over.
That's awesome.
The way of the world.
Oh,
I could teach Judas Priest and James Taylor in the same day, and then some modern, old. It's all over the map.
But, it's got to be
fun. The theory
fun.
Is all the same.
Yeah,
yeah,
the
no
theory.
Matter what kind of music, the theory is the same. Mm-hmm. The notes are the same, just what direction you want to take.
The baby boomers are retiring, and one of them is going to come to you and want to hear some Metallica. Or learn
true.
Some Metallica.
Yeah.
Well, I get some people that are like, I'm really into old stuff, like Pearl Jam.
Ooh.
I'm like, oh. Pearl Jam's old stuff now. I didn't know.
Oh, boy.
Does anybody want to learn your music?
Oh, yeah, teach them your stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I do. I have people that come up to me at shows, and they're like, do you teach guitar? And I'm like, yeah. And they sign up, and they want to learn Steve Potter songs.
That's awesome.
Makes it real easy on me.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, since we're talking about you teaching, when did you learn guitar, and how did you learn?
I started playing guitar when I was around 14.
Wow.
And just hanging around other buddies that were playing. I played for about a year on my own, just, you know, buying guitar magazines, learning from friends. And then I finally took a few lessons from a couple really good teachers. Mm. And then when I was about 18, my teacher quit his job and gave me the job, and I started teaching.
Oh, wow.
All right. Let's start talking Atwood Fest.
Yes, Atwood Fest.
That would be rocker,
now,
of course.
Now, Jeff, this is rocker, right?
Yes.
And I remember.
Hey, how you doing?
Good,
oh,
man.
Man.
It's great to hear from you again. And, I mean, the first time we brought you into Atwood Fest was 2014. It was the first year that we had changed our name to the festival. And I thought you were such a great band. I've tried to get you back since, but it didn't work out. But you know what? I had a band drop out on me, and I talked to your agent. And he said, you know, I think he's on vacation between tours. And it looks like we landed you right in the middle for July 29th,
yeah,
coming
like a,
up at Atwood Fest.
Yeah.
Tell us
yeah.
about, because, and I yeah. heard, you know, you guys were like, wow, that's open. We got to play. So tell us about, you know, your excitement and coming back to Atwood Fest in Madison. And I know you haven't been here for a while.
I just remember having a great time at the first one, mm-hmm. and the first one we played, and I remember getting good crowd reaction and just enjoying it. And I think we might have just got back from somewhere,
you know,
somewhere overseas maybe, and went straight there.
Yeah,
I took a picture
something
of you
like
with
that.
A girlfriend of mine. She was like, I gotta have a picture with those guys. They're amazing.
You know, the crowd was amazing the night. So I was the MC of the Max Inc. radio stage that night. And I believe you closed out the night and you finished your first set or, you know, the first set. You walked off stage for the encore and I was taking care of the stage business. And it was the loudest the crowd has ever been that I can recall.
Wow.
Calling for an encore.
Yep.
It would the
really?
Energy was just amazing.
Yeah, I was there for fun, and it was awesome. It was incredible. Yeah.
Well hopefully we can repeat that.
Yeah, you better.
a lot of pressure.
No pressure. Yeah, no pressure.
Yeah.
And I know one of your buds is going to be playing that same day on the Luther Allison stage. Miles Nielsen in the Rusted Hearts. Have you toured with them before?
Yeah. We've never done an actual tour together, but we've done shows together.
Yeah,
we've done some shows together, and we've known those guys for a long time, and good friends, and yeah, that'll be great. I mean, catch them after we play. I think they're playing later than us, so we can probably catch their show.
Yeah,
that'll be great.
I mean, between your two bands, what a bunch of talent! I mean, this is really going to be amazing. I want to ask you a little bit about Steepwater, if you don't mind. You guys have been together since '98, and I wrote down this quote that I found on your website saying, "The music life calls." Do you still feel that is so true after having done this since 1998?
Yeah, I'd say the courses remain the same. Yeah. Still love doing it just as much as ever and love being on stage and love seeing where the next song is going to come from and the next album and the next experience and where we're going to go next with it. And it hasn't fizzled out for us at all. I mean, there's always something around the corner. Some new musical adventure, and the older we get as a band, the longer we've been together, the more we seem to enjoy it.
Oh, you
seem to gel together too. The album Return of the Wheel that was released back in 2022. Any plans to jump in the studio anytime soon?
Probably not this year. I think we're probably gonna do some writing this year, probably early next year, and get something out next year as well.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to it.
That's a loose plan. That's a prediction.
don't worry, dude. We're not going to hold you to it here. What we are holding you to is Atwood Fest.
Absolutely.
2023 is happening July 29th and 30th. Steepwater Band is playing on Saturday, July 29th. Dude, you're going to be on the Clyde Stubblefield stage. You know who Clyde is, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
The funky drummer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
He would love your guitar lessons, I could guarantee
that.
Oh,
man, no kidding.
It's good. It's a great great day on the Clyde Stubblefield stage, Rocker. You got the Moon Gypsies.
Oh, yeah. Stephen Hull and the Stephen Hull Experience. Yep. They're going to be just before the Steepwater Band, so that's going to be really a bluesy lineup.
That's going to be hot. Yeah. Awesome. How do we best keep up with you? You know, for people that I'd hate to say that won't get to see you at Atwood Fest, but they're hearing us and they're hearing the music on Max Inc. Radio. How could they keep up with you the best way? And then obviously we encourage them to go see a show wherever you're playing.
Well, you know, all the usual avenues. Steepwater.com is the website.
Yeah.
Our Facebook page, you know, Instagram. And then, of course, the music's on all the streaming platforms that you would expect. Spotify, Apple Music, et cetera, et cetera. So we're not hard to find.
Excellent.
And I see
we're not hard to find. We don't want to be hard to find.
Very good.
I see that you are. I see that you are coming back to Wisconsin August 20th. You're going to be at Craft 30 in Sheboygan with Mark Ford. So there will be a few appearances. And you were just at Summerfest.
Oh, I bet that was fun.
Summerfest was awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
Had a great time.
Nice.
That's awesome. Summerfest is always cool. That's one of my favorite gigs.
Oh, wait. Just wait till Atwood Fest.
We had a good crowd. Well, I didn't mean that, you know.
Yeah. I know.
As
oh,
well
we're
as
kidding.
Atwood.
Your
we're
favorite
teasing.
Gig in Milwaukee. That's what I meant to say.
And, you know, Rocker's band played Summerfest, so, you know.
Iron Plow.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, great to catch up with you. I appreciate your time tonight, and congratulations with all the success, and we can't wait to see you at Atwood Fest.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Jeff.
Let's do another song from the Deepwater Band right now, Salvation in Time. It's Maxine Grady on Civic Media. We are local music.